This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't...
Recently.
Well, ladies and gentlemen...
You want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Your enemies know that, but the difference is one's obeying the law and another group is not. As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean for the next 2 hours live. If you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I'm going to cover this briefly before we get into our topic, but I want you to pay attention as to what you're hearing from the president, okay? And then you're hearing from the opposition, the controlled opposition called the Democrats, right? As if to suggest once again for the millionth time that there's a two-party system in this country, which there is not. We have one constitution. Furthermore, what I want you to think about, isn't it interesting how they want to alleviate the pain concerning your tax issues and how to get them done on a yearly basis and sometimes daily like we have to in this ministry? But in the process, friends, what I want you to understand is the president's sharing with you how he wants to alleviate the pain. And then on the other hand, sleight of hand, they're showing you what they're doing on the left hand, but they don't want you to know what's going on the right hand. Then what they do is they start talking about the single payer system. They're talking about health care again. This is a good question for anybody to answer, since we've covered this so many different times, but it's a hot topic again today. Where is it that the government has any business in your health care whatsoever? Someone please share with me constitutionally, 1-866-582-9933. But what's interesting is nobody can answer the question because it's not a question that can be answered in the sense of a constitutional way. It can be answered in the way of saying they have no constitutional authority. They are out of their scope of authority, which makes them outlaws. That makes them outlaws. That makes them criminal. Exactly. They're attempting to implement in this country that which is unlawful. Now, you know, America, that it was first called Romney Care in Massachusetts. And then it was called Obamacare. And then after it was called Obamacare, then it was called the Affordable Care Act. Now Donald Trump is in the administration, right, in the People's White House, incumbent. Now he's pushing America under the same criminal named Paul Ryan that gave Barack Hussein Obama everything that he wanted December 15th, 2016, concerning a $1.1 trillion omnibus bill, giving Barack Hussein Obama everything that he needed to bring in and allure illegals into this country so they can put them on a welfare system in which you pay for, America. You are being enslaved. But, you know, isn't it interesting? They want to change the name. And of course, people are led to believe that now Donald's there, everything's going to change. Well, you're right. The only thing that changed was the administration, first and foremost. And secondly, the second thing that changed, friends, was the name of Romney Care. Okay? For the fourth time, now they're calling it American Health Care Act. Isn't it interesting, friends, that the president and his family will be exempt from Romney Care, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, American Health Care Act? Congress families, those that work for you, they are exempt from Romney Care, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, and American Health Care Act. The Justice Department, folks, if you want to call it that, and their families are exempt from Romney Care, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. Now called American Health Care Act, right? Well, many congressional staffs and their families are exempt. And guess who else, friends? Guess who else is exempt? Not you. Everybody that created this unconstitutional, unlawful bill, now being renamed again for the fourth time under Donald Trump in hopes that it will pass, because after all, if nobody can do it, Donnie can, and the American people are falling for it hook, line, and sinker, America. Interestingly enough, folks, it doesn't apply to them. How does that work? Let me take it then and now really quick. On July 21st, 2012, this is this witch from California. Her name is Nancy Pelosi, and I'm not kidding you. Everybody will have lower rates, better quality, and better access. This is how it's always sold. It's good for the people. It's good for the people. Well, if it's so good for us, then why doesn't it apply to you? Friends, how is it that Americans believe what corrupt politicians do not? Nancy Pelosi said on June 6, 2013, talking out of the other side of her mouth, "I don't remember ever saying everyone in the country will have lower premiums." I mean, folks, I'm not even going to go to Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign sodomite criminal himself, who said, "Well, you can keep your health care plan." Well, folks, you're exactly right. You are not to, by force, tell me what I can and cannot have, and I better pay for it, and if I don't, I'm going to have the IRS all over my back. Just think about that, folks. That's totalitarianism with a smile on its face. How is it that Americans believe what corrupt politicians do not? How is it, America, that you believe what the corrupt politicians do not? You have people debating away, folks, their own rights as they forfeit their rights, debating away what corrupt politicians don't even believe, caught up into a debate that a corrupt politician doesn't believe in. Folks, how is it that they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth? I want you to think about that. You know what, Jonathan Gruber, we've highlighted this criminal before. He should be in prison for the rest of his life easily. You know, he said if Obamacare doesn't work, you know what he said? He said if Obamacare fails, we bring in single payer. Now, for those that don't think for themselves, that's called the Hegelian dialectic. They take it two steps forward, and if one fails, which they know that probably will, at least they got their foot in the door enough to push through what they really meant to push in the first place. Jonathan Gruber, the one responsible, America, the one responsible for Romney Care, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, and now the American Health Care Act, friends. He said that if Obamacare fails, listen carefully, if Obamacare fails, he said, we will bring in the single-payer system. So in other words, no matter what, friends, they win the day. And why is that? Because the American people refuse to deal with the corrupt in their country. Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Romney Care, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, and now American Health Care Act, said, "This bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes." He said the lack of transparency is a huge political advantage, and basically call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically that was really, really critical for this thing to pass. Criminals are the ones pushing down the American health care bill down your throat.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to go ahead and check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1 for what it's worth, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, and on my Facebook, it's BradleyDean2E on my Facebook, friends. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here as we follow the rule of law, friends. We follow the rule of law, and I will without fail make reference to the law that's being violated so you can make distinction between the law abiding and the law violating. Okay? Got much to cover again, friends. I just got an email just a couple minutes ago. For those people that are deluded by Mr. Donald Trump, you need to wake up and understand what's going on behind the curtains, behind the smiley faces, behind the photo ops with the children, behind the photo ops of him. And by the way, folks, they're even photoshopping pictures of Donald Trump on a boat that was completely photoshopped to delude his followers all the more. We follow the rule of law in this country, and we are to suspect everyone that approaches that jewel concerning those that we delegate authority to. Serve we the people because we are the government. But I want you to hear this. Did you know that Congress passes bill allowing warrantless searches in Virginia, Maryland, D.C., and Trump signs it? Did you hear what I said? Congress passes bill allowing warrantless searches in Virginia, MD, and D.C., and Trump signs it. Wow. All you Trumpites, you need to wake up and smell the coffee as to what's going on. Hold on a second. This is just the beginning. Donald Trump, the Vice President Pence, drug dealing McConnell, and the Washington establishment versus now Judge Roy Moore. I mean, by now, everyone should know that the president, Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and the entire Washington establishment, including virtually every professional lobbyist, are doing everything that they can do to defeat conservative constitutionalist Judge Roy Moore for the United States Senate in Alabama. Karl Rove is a part of that. Matter of fact, I spent some time with Judge Roy Moore. He did an event with us some time back. He's a friend of the ministry's. I'll tell you what, if there's one individual, America, that you want to take a stand for, your rights, your God-given rights, this is the man that will do it. And for those that want to take the chance and dare the justice of God by playing with guys like this, rest assured, he who spits towards heaven is going to fall on his own face, and they are going to fall again. But you have to ask yourself, America, why Donald Trump, Mr. Christian man himself, and it's going to be so easy, and Mr. Mike Pence, folks, the Vice President Mike Pence, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and the entire Washington establishment. By the way, Judge Roy Moore told me back about 15 years ago when he was attacked, it was by Karl Rove, and personally from George W. Bush. Everybody thought he was a Christian. The reason people thought he was a Christian is because he said he was a Christian, so everybody took the Bushes as Christians without first pulling the curtain back to understand who he was in the history of his crime criminal family, the Bush Syndicate. Not understanding that you're dealing with criminals, friends. And folks, I can spend all day on the radio sharing the crimes of these politicians and the American people. As I said earlier, they believe what corrupt politicians don't even believe. Just think about that. America, you fall for what the corrupt politicians don't even believe. Think about that. How do you show mercy to a nation like that? You can't, because they refuse to be ashamed. How is it that the American people believe what the corrupt politicians don't? Here, Trump's now a Christian by design. Pence is now a Christian by design. McConnell will tell you he's a Christian by design. The Washington establishment will tell you they're Christians by design. But let me tell you, they're attacking a Christian, and his name is Judge Roy Moore, who is a Christian. And we know the only argument against the Bible and against Christians is an unholy lifestyle. I just want to say for the record, this is not the guy anybody wants to be attacking. He is not the guy. Touch not mine anointed, saith the Lord. It's not a good place to put yourself when you do that. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. And it's exactly what they're doing, America. It's exactly what they're doing. They claim to be one thing, and then when a real one stands up, they attack him, only exposing themselves to the rest of us as to who they really are, regardless of what they call themselves. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And the people of the earth shall see that we are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall fear us for thy name's sake. Period. It's not a good place to put yourself. You want to look at the history of what happens when people mess with the children of God? It's not good. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Period. Period. Boy, oh boy, when people start reading their Bibles, they're going to understand that they have everything working for them rather than against them. With God on your side, who can be against you? Period. And this is what Judge Roy Moore knows. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's standing for. I'm getting emails even now. I'm getting texts even now on a live feed. Bradley, look what's happening. They're attacking Judge Moore. Who's attacking Judge Moore? The ones everybody believe that they're, well, you know, they call themselves Christians, you know, like Donald Trump, you know, the good guy is over there, and he's over there attacking Judge Roy Moore. Why would he be attacking the law? Because that's how he acts. Read John 8:44. Why would Mike Pence be attacking a Christian? Because he's not. Why are they spending all this money in an attempt to put in place a new world order trody named Luther Strange? Why is Donald Trump, America, going over there supporting a guy like this? Because he's just like him. He's taking orders just like the rest of them are. You know, I had somebody earlier tell me, it was really a foolish thing for her to say, but she said it. Matter of fact, I'm going to go over there right now. As a matter of fact, I couldn't believe she said it, but she said it, and I had to correct her. And again, I'm not giving my opinion. I'm just giving you the facts. But they were just basically saying, you know, I mean, as if to suggest that there's anything that we can do against the establishment. And she was basically saying that, again, putting herself in a position. By the way, under judgment, this is what disobedient people would say. They would say there's no hope. And that's exactly what she was saying. She was giving more credibility and power to the enemy than the God that she said that she served. And what she had basically said, friends, is there's nothing that we can do. I said, you know, you keep talking about how powerful this establishment is. The fact of the matter is, those politicians that are selling you out to the people that you're complaining about, when you shut down those corrupt politicians, you also shut down special interest groups. Because without corrupt politicians, they can't do the things that they want to do. And that would only expose them if they continued to do it in the first place. But this is what they're doing. And this is the voice of the American people, is to give more control to the enemy than to the Spirit of God through their obedience. I want you to think about that. Because it's exactly what's happening. They believe more in the power of the spirit of the world, Satan himself, the fallen foe, who is defeated, than they do the God that they say they believe in. As a matter of fact, I can prove it, because what they do is they continuously magnify the crimes, which you have to show forth, but they continuously magnify the crimes of corruption in the government that they are, only reflecting who they are, than they do in the God to deliver them from corruption through obedience. And they're not willing to do that. And because they're not willing to do that, faith without works is dead. They're hearers of the word only, and they're deceiving themselves because they're not doing what God commands. You're not going to know the God of Israel by just praying about it. Let me tell you, because a lot of times professed Christians, they just hide behind that because they don't want to do anything, is really what it comes down to. A great faith is the product of great fights. Great testimonies are the outcome of great tests, and great triumphs can only come out of great trials. Friends, we have to press into the kingdom of God and act upon what He commands us to do, and we'll see results. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office Los.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Here, let me give you an idea as to what I would deal with here, just on a live radio show here. Guy sends me over an article by Chuck Baldwin, Trump, Pence, McConnell, and Washington Established versus Judge Roy Moore. And it didn't surprise me at all, because I know this is who Donald Trump is. And he's just taking orders like everybody else is. And people are, you know, and then we got the other organizations and other outlets and self-professed libertarians, they call themselves. Libertarian, by the way, means without regard for law. So they're a part of the problem. But it's interesting that we'll have them praising the establishment that's attacking the very issues in which they are complaining about. And, you know, as I'm looking at this email, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, okay, I get it. I totally get it. Yeah, Trump and Pence and the establishment are attacking Judge Roy Moore. Okay, we get it. And we know who wins the day. In this life, friends, not in the next one. In this one. And I said, exactly. He said back to me, sad. And look, instead of looking at, you know, the Chinese have a word, it's called crisis. And it has two different meanings. One's danger, and the other one's opportunity. See, and this is how Americans look at danger today, or crisis today. They look at it as being dangerous. Well, that's fine. You know, there's a lot of men and hundreds of thousands of them that put themselves in the way, harm's way, to give us what we have today. So what makes you any different than them? Outside of the fact that they're more heroic and you're cowardice. But what's interesting is I told him after he said sad. I said, Moore is the guy that will not move. He is. He is not the guy that you want to be messing with. And it's not him that I'm warning you about. It's his God that I'm warning you about. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Period. And I said, instead of saying sad, I said, praise God that the Lord put men like Judge Roy Moore into the position they're in right now so they can prove the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob again. Because he will. This is what the Lord's looking for. See, this is foreign to America. And yet it's guys like this, and because of guys like this, we have what we have. You're seeing the spirit of our forefathers, the spirit of the Christ through our forefathers today in the present hour. Judge Roy Moore isn't worried about in America. He knows who his God is. He knows the majority is on his side. He's not trusting in the arm of the flesh. Cursed is that man. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. So during the break, I come back and here's the response again. He said to me, get him on your show. Great guy for an interview. And I said to him, you can arrange that. Smiley face. See, people are so worried about what's going on in their country, America, that they want me to do it and others to do it for them because they love their country so much that they want someone else to sacrifice themselves to give them more liberty to do the things that they shouldn't be doing in the first place in most cases. It reminds me of what I said during the second segment, Jeremiah 18:12. By the way, there's several references to this. And the people said, there is no hope. There's no hope. We will walk after our own devices and we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. There's no hope. So what we're going to do is we're going to continuously serve the God that we have created in our minds, which, by the way, is a violation of the Second Amendment or the Second Commandment, Exodus 20. But what they'll say is there's no hope. These are the people that are talking about the rapture, those that want to be raptured from responsibility. We know who they are. They're the ones walking after their own devices. They're the ones giving strength to the enemy by praising them rather than the God they say they serve. See it all day long. Can't stand them. They're worthless. There's no nice way to say it, friends. It's just the fact of the matter. And it's a matter of fact. And they said, there is no hope, but we will after our own devices. And this is after the Lord continuously pleads with the people to return unto him, to execute an exact righteousness and judgment, and he would overlook and he would not remove his children. I mean, you want to talk about a merciful God. Look to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because he is the one. He is definitely a merciful God. But you show mercy to those that are sorry, to those that are repentant. You don't show mercy to those that aren't sorry for what they've done. No. That's how you make criminals, right? Soft judges produce hard criminals. No, what makes God good is the fact that he is a good judge, first and foremost. And the Bible tells us that he will not at all acquit any iniquity. He will not overlook it, friends. Lawlessness. Either you're in Christ and the wrath, and you put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, or the wrath of God abides upon you. There is no in-betweenites. Period. No in-betweenites. If I could sing, I would sing it right now, friends. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I wanted to talk about this because we need to keep going down this road. Because I think people are beginning to understand, the conservatives aren't, but keep in mind, the professed conservatives today are yesterday's liberals, right? These are the ones praising Donald Trump. Now, if they're supporting Donald Trump, the way they should be doing that is they should be supporting the law, not the candidate, okay? Now, if Donald Trump wants to obey the law and enforce it, I'll be the first one behind him. Matter of fact, I'll even take his step in front of him if he's willing to do the right thing. I mean, that's what our forefathers used to do, right? But what you see is you see people talking about what Donald Trump is doing. And Donald Trump, wait. What does the law say? What does the law say? And I'm stepping into my message for the next hour and a half. But what does the law say? Because I don't care who is in office, America, in 53 countries. This is what you need to understand. Nobody, not a one that we delegate authority to, not a one, has a right to tear down the Constitution and recreate it after their own image. Last week I had said to an individual, oh my goodness, woo! Last week I was talking about, I actually posted a meme online. And it was a meme of Adolf Hitler taking pictures with children. And, of course, he did that to win the people over. And then I also shared with the American people earlier this week that Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1938 just happened to be Adolf Hitler. Now, I don't care if you want to try to be a wise guy and come behind me and say, well, Bradley, they're talking about how bad he is. Really? How bad he is by making him the man of the year in 1938? Well, what's the impression, America, that he must be some great man? He was the man of the year, right? You know, just keep in mind, Roosevelt in the 30s had you, America, your grandpas and grandmas, calling Joseph Stalin the murderous dictator, Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe was killing his own people off, and the president of the United States of America had your grandpas and grandmas calling him Uncle Joe. Oh, and by the way, Stalin was the man of the year, according to Time Magazine, a couple times. Isn't that crazy? Joseph Stalin, man of the year. I mean, it's amazing how stupid people will attempt to justify the reason Time Magazine would call these guys or suggest that these guys would be the men of the year. Now, going back to the meme, the post, where I posted on my meme, Adolf Hitler taking pictures with children, what was interesting when I posted that, a guy responded to me and he said, a man responded, this is what he said, okay? I'm tired of people equating Adolf Hitler with Donald Trump. And I said, I never said anything about Donald Trump. I said, you did. I replied, did you see something that I may have overlooked? Well, of course, what he was saying is Donald Trump's out there taking pictures with kids, going to black communities, taking pictures with the black communities, winning the approbation of the people to put them to sleep. He's out there hanging out with the little boy cutting the grass in the White House. I never said anything about that being Adolf Hitler or equating that to Adolf Hitler. He did. And I surely didn't equate Donald Trump to being the person. Now, just think about how sick the mind of those that mean to rule over you, America, through the media are. Instead of man of the year or woman of the year, now they're calling them the person of the year because they don't want you looking at gender only to further confuse the up-and-comings. But apparently he thought, well, because I said Adolf Hitler was the man of the year in 1938, according to Time Magazine, he must have thought I was equating that to Donald Trump being person of the year, according to Time Magazine, which I didn't. And I wasn't doing that. He did that. I said, I never said anything about Donald Trump. I said, you did. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14, America. This will help. We all have something to learn. I said, I have been posting these memes for years to keep the American people awake. And now that Donald Trump is the president, I'm equating him to Adolf Hitler. I didn't do that. You did. You've seen something through those posts where you thought I was equating that because you see Donald Trump doing the same thing. I never said that. Now, folks, when we come back, I hope you're sitting down. because I'm going to take you to 1932, to Louise Solnitz, and I'm going to tell you what people were saying about Adolf Hitler before his reign of terror. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to take Rod from Michigan. How are you, my friend? I was just thinking about you today, and I thought, I have not heard from Rod from Michigan for a while. How are you?
Well, brother, I'm doing all right. I lost my father to death yesterday and had to bury him.
I'm sorry to hear that, my friend.
Tough road. He was right with the king, and he was one of the few men that stand up, brother.
Amen. Well, let me say this. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And I know it's hard for us to depart, but you know, the fact of the matter is, we just went and looked at, my wife's grandmother, who was almost 99 years young. And, one of the boys said something and she said, no. We know that she's in a better place. And grandma knew it before she passed. Now she's there. And as the Bible again says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So I praise God for his life, and we praise God for his life where he's at now, especially if he's with the king, as you say.
Well, there's no question, Brad. We shouldn't. If, you know, the Bible says, "Well, no, a man by his fruit." My dad was a man that stood up. And I probably shouldn't talk about it too much. It would just tear me up right now. But needless to say, I wanted to call. I hear you, and we're there with you all the time. I want to, first of all, thank you, Bradley, for being there all the time. This country, you are the only one I really know out there doing what you do. And you got these people that criticize you, but you know, we got this, the Bundy situation going on, and I have a couple of addresses here. We can keep the judge on the edge of her seat and let her know we're watching. If your listeners can put a 34-cent stamp on the envelope, they should do that. If they can't, I would ask them not to listen to you anymore, Brad.
What's going on, Ron?
Well, we have to let the judge, Gloria Navarro, and the prison warden, Janice, I have addresses here if you let me put them on, Killian.
Sure.
So we're watching. They're going on trial for the third time, as you know.
Mm-hmm. They're not getting the answer they want.
Well, no, and the media is not covering it. And for the most part, I think a lot of the American people, there's some good folk out there watching, but we can't let this go to sleep. We got to let these corrupt communist scumbags know we're watching them, Brad.
Yep. Understood.
So, do you mind if I quick rattle off a couple addresses there?
No, please do, and I'm going to come right behind you when you're done, and I'm going to make the final point if you wouldn't mind.
All right. I know you want to stick to topics, but I think this is...
No. I'm going to your topic right now. This is your show, okay. So this is important, and it's important enough to get it out there, so you go for it.
Okay. Right. Let Judge Gloria Navarro, folks, know that you're watching. You're watching what's going on in that unconstitutional, corrupt situation. Bradley's had it on over and over and over. You should know if you listen long enough to what's going on with the Bundys. I'll let Bradley touch on that, but here's the addresses. Judge Gloria Navarro. Her last name is spelled N-A-V-A-R-R-O. She's in the federal court building. The address is 333 North Las Vegas Boulevard. That's Las Vegas, Nevada. The address is 89101. Brad, are you going to repeat that later? I'll just go to the next one.
No, you go ahead. Go to the next one.
Okay. Next one. This is the prison warden's name. The Bundys have been treated absolutely rough there. They take their, well, again, if you listen to Bradley long enough, they have been neglected. They take their clothes from Ammon Bundy. He's been interrogated and just, it should make you cry. Needless to say, the prison warden's name is Janice Killian. That's spelled K-I-L-L-I-A-N.
Yep.
It's at the CCA facility. Detention center. The address being 2190 East Mystique Avenue. That's spelled M-E-S-Q-U-I-T-E. That's Pahrump, Nevada. That's spelled capital P-A-H. R-U-M-P, Nevada, obviously. And that's 89060. Thank you, Bradley. Appreciate your brother. Tell your wife we love her and your children, and you're a man of God. We love you.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you as well. Friends, my friend Rod from Michigan is talking about right now is obviously what's going on with the Mundys. We know that Lavoie Vinnikin was shot dead and in Oregon and what was going on there. By the way, the approval of the governor of the state by our law enforcement America. But what's interesting about this is it was a cover-up, and it is a cover-up. What they're trying to do is demonize the Bundys and others' friends for the crimes that the Clintons are committing by selling uranium ore to the Russians even today. And when you look over what took place in Nevada, Harry Reid was doing the same thing with the Chinese. And if you want to know how corrupt this goes, friends, it goes back to Barack Hussein Obama appointing Navarro a judge, and the judge that presides over this case. And what's happening is they're exonerated, and then they're exonerated over and over again. But that's not good for the corrupt prosecution there, because they don't want the American people to know what's going on there. What's going on there is Harry Reid, Hillary Clinton are stealing uranium ore from these men's ranches. They're selling them by committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, not only to the Chinese, but also to the Russians. The reason the media is not giving voice to this is because they don't want your attention taken and put on what's going on over here, because they want to do their little dirty deed in the dark. It's the same way they crucified Jesus Christ. They did it without the presence of the people. And why? Because they fear the people. America, one has been assassinated. Two are held in jail pending false charges for speaking out against tyranny and uttering the word Constitution. That's called a patriot, not a criminal. But this should come as no surprise to the American people due to the fact that when you go back 240 years, it's exactly what they were calling the 13 colonies and the 56 signers, friends, that were resisting a tyrant named King George III across the pond. And it's exactly what's happening right now today. Rod is the only one that I know of that continuously stays on this. And Tim Brown, the senior editor from Sons of Liberty Radio and Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media.com, he's the senior editor. He's the only one that covers that, that takes it inside to share with the American people as to what's going on concerning the Bundy trials. The trial, folks, should be for Hillary Clinton, Harry Reid, Barack Hussein Obama, the prosecutor, and this judge, by the way, who never judged a case a day in her life that was appointed on the suggestion of Harry Reid by Barack Hussein Obama. Why are they in jail, America? Why it went exonerated? Why does the prosecutor come back and bring about a retrial? I mean, apparently he doesn't know what the Fourth Amendment says, and apparently he doesn't need to because the American people could care less about what the Bill of Rights says in the first place. About retrial. They're not getting the answers that they want, friends, so they can put the seal on the deal to put them in prison so you never know about what really is going on. But America, you already know what's going on with the Clintons, and you're okay with it. You already know about the criminal Harry Reid and Barack Hussein Obama, who violated the Constitution over 1,163 times, but you're okay with it. I mean, America, you act like there's nothing you can do about the problem. You are the answer to the problem under God. And without that, what's going to happen is they're going to be retried again, and you can rest assured the silent media, whence, if they come forth and they actually convict and they're tried and they're thrown in prison, then you're going to hear the media that you say you don't believe in begin to pipe up and cover up for more crimes of the Clintons, for the Barack Hussein Obama administration, just the way that they always have. And you continuously let them do it. But again, like I was telling you during the last segment, and they said there's no hope, but we will walk after our own devices and we will do everyone the imagination of his evil heart. Is that not what's happening? Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. But there's everything in the world that you can do with your resources today, right? Rod was simply asking you to fill out an envelope, spend a 34-cent stamp, take a 34-cent stamp and put it on the envelope and tell them that you're paying attention to what's going on. Because again, friends, the media will not. Now, just keep in mind, for all you do-nothings, you apathetic losers is really what you are. I want you to understand this one thing. There's going to be a day where you wish you had of when you had the time to do it and you did it not. That's going to fall to your lot, too. And you just might be one day put in a position where you wish you would have did something, again, when you had the time to do it. Or you would hope that someone would do it for you. It's time to stand up and do it. Let's be winners in this situation, friends, not losers. And it's that important. And where they mean to divert your attention through silence, omission, friends, we need to put a louder megaphone up to it. We need to pay attention to what's going on because those guys, friends, they're patriots. They're heroes. They're not terrorists, friends. The terrorists are those that are claiming that they are the terrorists, when in fact, it's politicians committing the act of treason. Again, read Article 3, Section 3 when you get a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back after this break. 1-866-582-9933.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.